This is the farmer's calendar for April 2015. The ice on our pond melted early this year, and it wasn't long before the snapping turtles started climbing up on a half-submerged log to bask in the strengthening sun. Some days you can see half a dozen snappers of various sizes there. The log is on the far side of the pond, maybe 60 yards from our path, and from that distance their shells have a dull black sheen. They look like cast iron frying pans turned upside down. There must be a lot of snappers in the pond. We've seen their burrows with fragments of eggs in them, either where the young have hatched or where predators have dug them up and eaten them. There's evidence of the snappers' predation as well. We saw two Canada geese convoying a flock of goslings around the pond one day this month, but we haven't seen the little ones since. Perhaps they became snacks for the snappers. Several years ago, while walking the dogs, I stumbled upon an enormous snapper lying in the middle of the path. It was probably 3 feet long from beak to tail, and looked like a bonsai dinosaur. The experience reminded me of the final line of Emily Dickinson's poem, A Narrow Fellow in the Grass, about encountering a snake and feeling zero at the bone.